to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and as always, joining me, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing better than the women's basketball team, Jono, because I'm still here.
Bloody chokers they are, aren't they? Jesus. Bloody all Australians at the Olympics. That's just crap, isn't it? Oh, I'm sorry I didn't do so well. You're an Olympian. That's pretty good in my book.
It's maybe too much banging, Jono.
Yeah, well, 17-year-old kicked out of a room. That's pretty unfortunate. 20-year-olds with a canoeist, of all things.
How is canoeing? Maybe you're in the elite. I didn't know canoeing was in the Olympics. Canoeing and sailing are in the Olympics. That's just bizarre to me.
And kayaking, or is that same as canoeing?
I don't know. They might be different. I don't know. Are they different? Are they the same? Well, because I saw one and they were basically kneeling, and I thought they were just like, is paddleboarding in the Olympics?
Yeah, that sounds like paddleboarding to me.
Yeah, it looked, I don't know. I was highly confused, Jono.
Coming up next in Tokyo, darts in the Olympics.
I'd watch it. The Olympics I would watch get it. Behind.
Well, you know, it's for the everyday man. You see all these athletes and they're all, you know, chiseled features and all that swanning around. But I just can imagine the golfers going down to the Olympic pool, you know, rocking the dad body and everything, just going, I'm an Olympian now.
Mate, imagine what John Daly would have been like back in the day.
Oh, he'd be unreal.
He'd be the best.
Still like is the best. Knows how to party.
10 illegitimate children. He'd, like, source the women from the country that had, like, no child payment laws or whatever the hell you have to, you know.
It just reminds me of Rodney Dangerfield had a Caddyshack. He's got the bar and he's... In his golf bag and everything, the radio just parking up the golf course. That's just John Daly to me.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk footy, Steve, and a bit of news coming out this week. It came out tonight. Leper is to present to the board on Tuesday to keep his job. So the first thing that came to mind when they said that was he's just going to show them his fantasy teams and say, look how crap I'm doing. That's why he should keep me.
I could imagine Leper in that would just like he'd just walk in, turn out his pockets, and just turn around. Or remember on the Simpsons they had the bachelor auction and Mo just kept on walking.
Yeah, that's how I'm seeing it. Just Leper in, just walks on in, just walks on out.
Yeah, it's hard times for old Leper.
Yeah, even his old mate. Lee Matthews looks like he's ditched him as well.
But I think Lee Matthews is trying to save his own bacon, to be honest.
I think he'll get a job anywhere he goes.
Well, just throw old mate under the bus and...
That's it. But finally come out, Rocket Eads conceded that Prestia is likely to leave at the end of the year, with Prestia hinting that a strong family connection is the lead point for him to leave, which I can totally understand. You're a young man in a foreign state, I'm going to call Queensland a foreign state, yes, and family, if you're close to your family, Queensland is pretty foreign, but, you know, look at Dangerfield, he moved back to be with family, he's going to win a Brownlow.
That's true. Queensland is a great place to fly over.
Yes, but even a lot of the planes bypass it. They just fly through the Northern Territory.
I've been to Queensland. It was warm and I drank lots of beer.
Breaking news today, as a lot of people may have or may not have heard, is sorry?
Whoa, you're on delay, buddy. Just keep going.
I did not hear anything there. Michael Hurley has signed a 5-year deal to remain with the Bombers for the rest of his career. Well done to Michael Hurley. A lot of speculation he was going to go to either Collingwood, the Bulldogs, or any of the other teams in the AFL. And it looks like the Gold Coast Suns are running, well, they are to debut their 40th player for this year, with only Jaeger O'Meara and Day Swallow, the only guys not to have played a game for the Suns this year. Just goes to show you how much injuries they've had this year. And Harley Bunnell fans, he's back running and looks set for a full pre-season. And he's been using a scooter as part of his rehab to get a bit of calf strength. As we know, he's had calf issues in the past. And in other news, it's put out your sauce bottles, people, because Sauce Merritt and Adam Cooney are set to retire at the end of this year. Adam Cooney to play his 250th game this week against the Western Bulldogs, the team he played for all those years, and winning a Brownlow medal.
What a news there, Chono. I assume Essendon fans are going to go out and beat up a cab driver in honour of Michael Hurley re-signing. Adam Cooney, great. Wow, I mean, what could have been? I mean, it was a great career, but what could have been career almost as well, Jono?
Yeah, that's right. Could have almost been he was a three-time prelim finalist player. just couldn't get to it.
We didn't get to see the best of him for long enough.
We did not know that degenerative knee issue, which is similar to Yago Mira's, really. And he got the best out of what he could, and probably the best we saw him was 2008 when he won the Brownlow.
Yeah, so another one hangs up the boots, Jono.
That's it. And Big Sauce, just being a pillar of strength down back.
Well,
that's
shattering to me, Jono. It's shattering because we've rolled out Johnny Butch. We've rolled out Levi Casbolt. really taken away the options for the last 2 weeks of fantasy.
Yeah, and with Geelong playing Brisbane this week, I think it's going to be party days for the Cats this weekend.
Yeah, I think when you look at yourself and you go, I made these guys relevant, and basically every key forward's taught me a new one all year. Poor Sauce. He hasn't gone out on the best of terms. He seems like a great bloke.
But poor Sauce, I mean, he debuted at like 2004, 2005, right at the end of the glory years, of the Brisbane Lions, and hasn't seen much success.
Well, he had to ride through the Voss years, which...
that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or you can head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors and follow us there and ask us any questions that you may have fantasy-wise or anything else. But moving on now to the teams that have come out this week, starting off with tomorrow night at Domain Stadium, that the West Coast Eagles taking on Hawthorn. No change to the Hawthorn team, but for the Eagles, you've got Jetta and Jackson Nelson coming in, with Barras going out with a leg injury and Turnbridge out for 3 weeks in a suspension.
Turnbridge. There's no turn. Turnbridge. But
Turnbridge.
I don't care about either of those ins for my fantasy team.
No. But Barras, I would like to have seen a bit more, but unfortunately out with that leg injury.
Yeah.
And coming into Saturday afternoon at Blundstone Arena in Tassie, you've got North Melbourne taking on Sydney, with Scott Thompson and Ben Brown to return for North Melbourne, and Nahas omitted and Clark also omitted, with Ben McGlynn and Kurt Tippett coming in for their games, and then Curvis and Kieran Jack out with a foot injury.
Big out, Jono. Big out. No other way to put it.
Yeah, I know. Now Curvis has been really good.
Zing. That hurts, because I don't feel like I want to start Tippett, and Ben McLean I don't want to roll that out either.
And you imagine Tippett's going to be pretty much Burma forward, would you think?
Yeah, you would imagine.
But roll out Naismith if you can play majority of the ruck.
Yeah, I'd definitely be he's going up against Goldie as well, so... If you don't have a better option, he'd be an option, though. That's
absolutely
great. That was a bad sentence. Great analysis. If you don't have a better option, he's an option.
But the traditional game on Saturday afternoon at the MCG, we've got the Tigers taking on St Kilda with Lambert, Elton, Callum Moore in for his first game, and Menadue coming in with Vickery omitted, Ben Lennon, Nathan Drummond, and Anthony Miles also omitted.
Yeah, we had a couple questions about Miles earlier in the week. That
helps. Just solved that problem.
That helps us out. Not that we were particularly interested anyway, Jono, but Richmond taking a look at some more guys on the edge, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, those fringe-type players, you would say. And for the Saints, you've got Jaron Geary, Jason Holmes, and Jack Loney coming in with Minchington out omitted and Fisher out with a hamstring and Hickey with that calf injury.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're a couple of big outs there with Fisher and Hickey, Jono.
Yeah, and we thought Longer would have been the number one choice to come in, but it looks like they're going with Holmes.
Yeah, it's not a great sign for the former top 10 pick, but, you know, hey, fair enough, why not?
Yeah, that's right.
But so certainly I'm looking at
Sean Hampson.
Yeah, we're certainly rolling out Sean Hampson. I might even be tempted to have a look at another Tiger tall, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, that's right. Especially with Vickery at it too.
Yeah.
And moving on to the 4:30 game at Spotless Stadium, you got the Giants taking on Fremantle with Jacob Hopper and Nathan Wilson coming in, and both the Kennedys omitted, Matthew and Adam out. And for the Dockers, you've got Sutcliffe, Tabner and Griffin coming in with Sanderlands going out with a glute. Pav rested because they're just priming him for his farewell game next week against the Bulldogs, and Ethan Hughes omitted.
You know, Jacob Hopper, obviously big raps, a little bit of interest. Apparently
he's just been gathering 1,000 possessions in the NEAFL, but you and I could get about 500 in the NEAFL, so a bit of a grain of salt, you would imagine.
Yeah, and Nathan Wilson, someone we used earlier, hasn't kept that form up, obviously.
No, you had Nick Haynes and Williams overtaking him, really, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. But again, Frio is a team you can use a defender against, so I don't know. Interesting.
Phil Davis?
Phil McCracken.
Phil McCracken, rightio.
No.
But starting off on Saturday night at Adelaide Oval, we've got the showdown between Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows with Jake Nee, Jay Schultz, and Jimmy Tumpus coming in. For Charlie Dixon with an ankle injury, Logan Austin with a groin, and as we know, Wingard out for the rest of the year with that hamstring. And for the Crows, you've got Big Sauce coming in and Riley O'Brien omitted.
Yeah, Sauce owners will be pretty happy, Jono.
Yeah, absolutely, especially being prelim final or grand final week. You hope he's recovered from that injury and ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And would you say relief? For any Wingard owners, they don't have to go through the roller coaster of emotions of starting him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. No love for Johnny Butch this week. And they're rolling out Schultzy.
A bit of farewell time, I think, for old Schultzy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He was good for him.
Absolutely. But in the other Saturday night game, we've got the Pies taking on Gold Coast with Ben Crockett in. And Adams, as we know, out for the rest of the season with Alex Sexton, Lemons, and new player Braden Fiorini coming in for his first game for the Gold Coast with Schoenfeld, Hallahan, and Joyce all omitted.
Well, that's good, John. I was a bit worried Mitch Hallahan was going to continue to play. thankfully, I can watch this game now and not vomit.
Well, the rumour is Richmond are offering up a Chico roll for Mitch Hallahan.
Oh, do you know the Chico roll? Actually, if you buy two, you get this like glove contraption so you can drive and have a Chico roll on your arm or something.
So, I've seen the ad for that, yeah. Wasn't too sure what that was.
Look, I mean, if someone can offer two Chico rolls and that arm holder thingy-bop, jeez, that'd be pretty hard
Mitch to Hallahan, that could...
Well, I don't know. Everyone might be leaving Gold Coast. He might be their number one mid next year.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
I don't know. I might have a little bit of interest in starting Crocker, but I mean, I expect Collingwood are coming off an 8-day break here, Gold Coast off a 6-day break. That's significant.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm certainly considering rolling out some Pies in this match.
Yeah, you think the Pies are going to try and finish on a strong note this year?
Absolutely.
And starting off on Sunday, we've got Carlton taking an in-form Melbourne with Sumner, Everett and Nick Graham named on the extended interchange with no outs of yet. And for the Ds, you've got Mitchie Wiedemann and Neil Bullen also named on the extended interchange with no outs in that game.
Yeah, not a lot of interest in those ins in terms of fantasy.
No, none for me. And the middle game, we've got the Brisbane Lions taking on the Cats with Clayton, Tom Bell coming in, Liam Dawson, Jackson Payne also named, with Michael Close, who snagged 4 goals last week, out with a knee injury, and Josh Clayton is new for the Lions. And for the Cats, you've got Mackie, Buse and Darcy Lane all named on the extended interchange.
Yeah, good to see Jackson Payne get a game. He's had a horror run of injuries even back to when he was at Collingwood, so hope he takes the field, Jono.
Yeah, absolutely, and Tommy Bell, an interesting selection if he does play.
Yeah,
probably. Well, he's actually named on the field at half forward, centre half forward.
Yeah, it's probably a name to, if you're playing in next week, might be a name to keep an eye on for the following round against St Kilda. I mean, if he shows something this week, Jono.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I got a bit of interest in Mackie in this game as well.
Absolutely. We know defenders can score well.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a fair bit of cheap ball on the wing, and we know Mackie's a bit of a master at getting free on the wing and finding some of that cheap ball.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And the last game of the round, we've got the Bombers taking on the Bulldogs at Etihad Stadium. Darcy Parrish, Mason Redmond, Kyle Langford, and Mark Jamer, all named on the extended interchange with Hawkinghorn omitted. And for the Bulldogs, you've got Toby McLean, Kobe Stevens, Will Minson, and Brock Smith, all named, and Matthew Suckling out with that Achilles.
Oh, no more Matty Sucks grubber kicks. That's a shame.
Well, I'm out for the year, so I don't care.
I mean, Toby McLean, I guess. Kobe Stevens probably feels like he has a bit more value, but I wouldn't start him.
No. Will Minson's an interesting one. I don't think he'll win a game, though, but, you know, he's only playing against the powerhouse. That is Matthew Leuenberger.
This is the sort of game Kobe Stevens would blow up, though.
It is, if he gets on the center bounces, just tear it apart. Quite possible.
He's thrown on the goggles, he's thrown on the beanie, he's clicked into his skis, and down he goes.
Well, if the Bulldogs have any top four aspirations, you would be thinking they'd be looking to blow him out of the water.
Well, they have to.
Yeah. Nothing short of a 100-point win would be a success. But moving on now to the captain's lounge, where we're going to give you our thoughts on who the captains are. Not quite your obvious choice, a la your Pendles, your Rockcliffes, except for last week, which I did, and that type. But I'm going to start it off this week with Cullen Ward from the GWS. Only averages 92 and in Supercoach 90 Dream Team, but his last 5 in both formats, he's gone 106 against the Freo Dockers.
Yeah, always a good player. Callum Ward, my first guy is Josh P. Kennedy. Going up against North Melbourne. The last 6 against North Melbourne, 113 Dream Team, 125 Supercoach. That's fantastic. One game in Hobart, went 114 Dream Team, 136 Supercoach. All things pointing up for JPK this week, Jono.
Love it, love it. My next pick, I'm not super confident. It's Matthew Prittis. He averages 112 Supercoach, 102 Dream Team. But those were much in his career. But his last five has only been 98 and 90. 98 Supercoach, 90 Dream Team in his last five against the Hawks. So not overly confident, but he's gotten that average early on in his career.
And he's usually better at home, Jono, let's be honest.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
But, he, yeah, just the stats were really interesting in that one.
My next guy is Marcus Bontempelli, Jono.
In some fine form at the moment.
Ripping, ripping Nick. Last six, he's only had one score in either format under 107. Ugh.
My wow. God.
And they're playing the Bombers, oh. Who, let's be honest, can leak some points to the midfielders and the forwards. So I love Bont's chances to go kaboom this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that pick. My next pick is coming out of the showdown. That is one Robbie Gray. Averages 95 Supercoach, 85 Dream Team. But in the last five, he's gone 110 Supercoach, 95 Dream Team. But may sound a bit, might be a bit low, but these last three, he's gone over a ton in both formats.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting. So I was looking at a few Crows players in that match, and there weren't a lot of consistently good scores. So Robbie Gray could be the man.
Absolutely.
My next guy is Sam Mitchell, going up against West Coast. Has a career average, and this, you know, we know how long Sam Mitchell's been playing. Career average of 102 Dream Team and 116 against the Eagles in Supercoach. Sorry, that's more than a dozen games. That's the second best team for his scoring behind the Gold Coast, who let's be honest, they teed off on a bit early days. Round two went over 140 in both formats, and his record in Western Australia is phenomenal, Jono. Phenomenal. I'm not going to keep ripping out numbers because this isn't goddamn math class, but it's big.
And we know who the Eagles don't tag.
They do not. Well, sometimes, but not. I mean, you can't tag. I mean,
sometimes, not a lot.
Nah.
My next guy is Steve Coniglio. Averages 96 Supercoach, 101 Dream Team against Fremantle. Only played them three times, but his Supercoach has gone 76, 102, 110, and Dream Team 66, 109, 129. So all things are trending up for Coniglio against Fremantle.
Yeah, we know how well he scores when GWS win.
Yeah, and especially if GWS want to keep that top four, you're going to think they're going to put Freo to the sword and run all over him.
Yeah. My next guy is Joel Selwood. Obviously, you're rolling out danger if you've got him in this match. But against Brisbane, holy Jesus, you could captain the bloody boot starter, couldn't you, Jono?
I think so.
105 Dream Team career average, 120 career average against the Lions. My goodness. Wow. My goodness.
Joel Selwood, people.
Yeah, and just don't forget how shirty Chris Scott was that they hadn't put teams away lately as well.
Yeah, they've just been coasting a little bit. You think coming a couple of weeks to the finals, they know they're going to have a pretty tough game, you would think, against Melbourne next week. They just want to really tune themselves up for finals.
Well, if they want a top two spot, they have to blast this team, and they can.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sorry, yeah.
My last guy is Adam Treloar from the Collingwood team.
Love it.
Averages Sorry?
Love it.
But get this, Steve. Only averages 92 Supercoach, 90 Dream Team against Gold Coast. But in the six games he's played, he's touched three times in both formats. So pretty good record against the Gold Coast Suns for Adam Treloar.
And he had a monster last week.
And had a monster last week, that is correct.
Yeah, no, I love that. Absolutely love it. My captain, Risky, Jono, the fifth captain, is none other than Lance Franklin.
Ooh, interesting.
People will point to the 200 game he had a few years ago against North Melbourne in Tasmania.
Was that at Blundstone or the other stadium, Aurora?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't research that, but it was in Tasmania. That's good enough for me. It's not a big place. Lovely place, my favourite state. But the last... He had a couple of pretty ordinary games against North after that, Jono. People kind of look past that. But the last three games, he's gone over 100 in both formats. Even earlier in this year, people point to, you know, now they've got Robbie Tarrant. Well, he did turn up against Robbie Tarrant earlier in the year. So he is the risky pick because he could do... We know he's got a floor of 60, but... ceiling that's unmatched.
And he's really up and about, Buddy Franklin. And yeah, I can see what we saw earlier in the year, the game against Melbourne, where, you know, everyone was kicking 5-6 goals with that wind assist. If Buddy gets onto a few, he can just really curl them back and, yeah, kick another 13.
Yeah, and let's be honest, the Coleman factor, it is there. And Buddy's...
he's got that sign.
Buddy's not a selfish player. By any stretch, but I reckon Buddy's the sort of guy his teammates just would love him, and they'd be feeding him at every opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And if they play him like they did last week, where he pushed up in the midfield a little bit, and we know he's got a big boot on him, he can, you know, kick a couple, two or three from outside that, you know, that 60, 65, 70 meter range. Yeah. Especially when he's got a wind behind him, it could even be bigger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. I don't know, I like that pick. I love watching Buddy Franklin play.
Oh, he's awesome. Awesome.
And, moving on now to our late week picks. If you're looking to fill a gap in your prelim final or grand final, we've got a few players here that we can suggest to you. I'm going to start off with the defence, Steve, and you can either take your pick out of Matt D or Mitch Brown, who've been in some pretty good form of late.
Yeah, well, Mitch Brown... he's been fantastic, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they both have, but Mitch Brown, I feel especially.
And I hope he posts another photo on Twitter like he did, I think it was last year or the year before, when they had the top-up players play one or two games, straight after it, onto the VBs. That was his Mad Monday.
that was quite good. Yeah, my first guy is, we talked about him earlier, Sean Hampson. Man, no one wants to start him, but I reckon this is a great matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't mind that whatsoever. And if you want to continue on rucks, yeah, as we spoke on Monday, Stash Tippett, and also Rory Lobb. We know now Sanderland is not playing, so good chance for Lobb to score some points.
Yeah, and I mean, their tools are stretched, aren't they, as well? So, I mean, he kicked 4 goals last week.
Rory Lobb's only been playing football since he was 15.
What a prick. How good would it be to be, like, 7 foot, Jono?
Bastard.
My next guy is not a bastard. It's Taylor Hunt. Taylor Hunt. Don't ever like saying those names unless it's in the dud column, but... we know St Kilda are a great team to roll out defenders against, possession defenders. You could probably even put Jaden Short into this basket as well, but Taylor Hunt can find the pill. It does it most weeks. St Kilda aren't so great at the G either, so I kind
of
like this.
Did you see what they did to Carlton a couple of weeks ago?
No, but just traditionally over the journey, like, you know, Jono, come on.
Yeah, I suppose they did have 2 grand final losses. Oh, sorry, a draw and a loss.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say they're bad at the G. I should say they're better at Etihad. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, that's
true. So, anyway, Taylor Hunt.
It's from that same team, but it's Blake Akers from St Kilda. Only 38% of teams, but having a really good year. And with nothing to play for, you think this game can just break open and... points for everyone, really.
Well, he's been great the last few weeks, Jono. Maybe not great, it's a bit over the top, but very good at least.
Only in 38% of teams too.
Wow, that is
off the Ultimate Footy.
That is amazing.
Yep.
My next guy, Jono, Lockie Whitfield.
Lockie Whitfield, very up and down sort of year this year.
Up and down player, but Freo leak points, and I feel like GWS are going to put them to the absolute sword. Look, Sandy and Pav are out. There's zero leadership on the field. Rumours of a fractured club with the Fife team and whatever. I don't like playing in a fractured team, Jono. You'd probably be the same way, and you can't perform at your best.
You know me. I'm an individual and don't care about that sort of thing, crap.
Well, you probably are probably the person fracturing the team.
Yeah, probably.
But going on the road, don't like it. Lockie Whitfield can score big, though.
He most certainly can. My next guy is Clayton Oliver from Melbourne. If you're looking for a midfield, being pretty solid to come back into the team. Only in 37% of teams. Too bad if you're looking for that last midfielder spot.
That's an interesting one. My next guy, Jono, the tackling machine down at Collingwood Land, Rupert Wills. You've got to feel confident about having a guy with the name Rupert in your team. Sounds like a teddy bear. But it's predicted to be showery on Saturday, Jono. And when it's showery, there's tackles.
There's contests.
There's contests. I feel like Rupert's going to get his 10 tackles, which is 40 Dream Team points, and hopefully chipping around 20 touches to go with that and get you somewhere in the 90 to 95 range.
Man, Rupert really could hurt some people because, you know, Gold Coast aren't really exactly rolling out the biggest bodies in that midfield, so I reckon he could hurt some people.
Mate, he's a big unit.
He is, exactly right. That's why I said he can hurt some people.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't mind that. I love a good tackle when on a player. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, rightio, mate. Whatever. I'm glad we're doing this on Skype.
But my last, this is purely a dream team pick. It's Ed Langdon from Freo. He's mid forward, only in 51% of leagues. His last 5 weeks average is 9th in dream team, but wouldn't even worry about him as super coach because that drops to a 65 average. So the scores obviously don't translate there, but quality pick for your dream team.
Yeah, and my last guy is Josh Smith for Collingwood as well. Bit of a possession magnet, much like Taylor Hunt. Does use it not a whole lot better, but a fraction better. I feel like Collingwood should win this game, Jono, and I feel like a guy like Smith, who does find plenty of the ball, will find plenty of the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't see him anywhere on the team, but Shane Kirsten, if he was named, I didn't see that.
Well, he was in the team last week. Why the hell wouldn't he be in the team this week?
Was he? Okay, I couldn't remember.
Well, he's on the bench. He's on the extended bench, so.
Yeah, so Kirsten if he gets a gig.
Yeah, I mean, and keep an eye, if Scott Selwood's not owned in your league, I mean, he scored pretty well last week. I don't think Brisbane have anyone worth tagging. Unless someone's tagging Leper in the box just the ultimate troll.
Give him super coach and fantasy advice. Yeah. You should do this, you slap him away.
Yeah. Do you think Leper only plays super coach because, we know key position players have a bit more value in super coach and he just has none of them?
That is true. You just see his team and it's just like, all mid prices, a couple of rookies, might have Gary Ablett still as his captain on the field. That's how I see Leper's team.
doesn't loophole. still hanging on to who would his starting ruck combo be?
Oh, definitely Steph Martin and Will Minton. He'll come good.
Are you sure he doesn't have Archie Smith in there?
Nah, he might have been a downgrade target from Mason Cox earlier in the year.
Oh, that's a good point.
But I've got a question for you. What the hell has happened to Christian Salem?
The fact that he cannot win a contested possession, and he keeps getting injured.
It's true. I was just doing the research today, and his name bobbed up, and I'm just like, what the hell happened to you, man? You were, like, highly touted. We were talking about him earlier in the year, but just nothing.
Yeah, he just... Maybe the game style doesn't suit him, but again, just these outside players, that if they don't get volume, they don't get score, and he just doesn't get volume. I mean, I watched him at preseason training, and if he gets the ball, he does something with it, but he's just so... He just skirts every contest like he might break a nail.
Yeah, it's probably... And Ruzy don't like that at all, does he?
Well, I mean, Ruzy just flicks her hair back and goes, fuck him.
You're dropped. So, Steve, we were going to mention it on the Monday show that we ran home about some of our favourite and not-so-favourite Olympic disciplines. What do you like and dislike?
I like the gymnastics, surprisingly, Jono. A lot of people tumbling and twisting. And it looks fantastic, and they're very fit and very athletic. Don't understand the technicality of it, other than I think it looks great. And when they land off after jumping off something, if they stick it, I go, oh, that was pretty good. And if they jump a little bit, I go, oh, that's going to cost them. And Mrs. Fizz just gives me a knowing nod.
We're going to land between us in, like, basically it's like parallel parking. Land between the lines and not move. So
yeah.
That's my understanding of watching gymnastics.
What have you enjoyed, Jono?
Being a wog, I love my shooting. They don't show enough of it, but it's gone a bit high tech. Maybe the pistol shooting, like wearing like RoboCop laser targeting the eyes and all this crap. But the trap is mainly... is my favourite, the clay shoot, basically. Love watching that. And just anything shooting, so archery as well. And I don't mind the handball. One of my life goals now is to get an Australian handball team in the Olympics.
That's true. We have... It started out as a bit of a joke between us and a couple of other mates, the handball, but it's really taken off, actually, amongst us.
No, I've been a fan of the handball since Atlanta, really.
Since Atlanta, Jesus.
Yeah, love the handball.
That's a long time ago. Well, what's been disappointing for you, Jono? What's really got up your goat?
Swimming, running, walking. Don't care for it.
How's walking a goddamn Olympic sport?
Yeah, we all do it.
It's not really a sport, is it? I don't go down to the shops and go, oh, that was a good sport.
The supermarket aisle against someone else and you're going, ah, poor technique there, mate, walking pal, you can never be an Olympic walker.
Give him one of those red flags.
Yeah, hit three times in a rep, kick him out of the supermarket, that'd be pretty funny.
I actually thought I'd hate the swimming the most because I hate swimming and it bores me to tears. But I just did like a normal person does when you hate something and I just didn't watch any of it. So something I did watch, Jono, was the rowing. Rowing's shit.
Rowing.
Rowing
okay.
Sucks.
Yeah, I didn't want to row.
It's like just
I don't mind it.
It's like a turd floating down the river. That's all I can look at.
And there's plenty of those in Rio.
And then they get your hopes up. They're like they flash like a marker. They go from like the panning camera to the still camera that has like a marker, and you think, thank Christ, this thing's bloody over. And there's another four of them to go. Oh, that was just 500 metres.
One of my other favourites, I do like the basic sports of just throwing a discus or throwing a javelin. So it's basically a competition, who can throw the farthest? I love it. Unfortunately, our javelin, the Aussie girl, dislocated her shoulder while trying to go for a medal. That's crazy. That's commitment right there.
No, that's a shame.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the show for this. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at the Draft Doctors, head over to Facebook, where we have Facebook.com/DraftDoctor, and we're also putting out looking for a third draft doctor, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had plenty of inquiries so far. Love what some people are prepared to bring to the table, to be honest, Jono. Gold and money and just free cigarettes. I don't smoke, but it seems like a good deal.
Parmesanas and also some sausages as well.
Yeah, which is interesting because all we want is some fantasy input. There you go. But yeah, if you're interested in being on the show and contributing and being a part of the team, please hit us up on Twitter. Send us a direct message or Facebook. You can send us a direct message there or email us, and we'll certainly be in touch.
Yeah, and if you want to hit us up on the email, that's thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. That wraps up the show for this week. Good luck to everyone in their prelim finals or grand finals, and we will see you on Monday.
Yeah, and let us know if you've won your final, if you're into the grand final, how you're doing. We love that sort of stuff. We're rooting for you guys, literally.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if it's your first year doing any sort of draft format as well.
Yeah.